5.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Jane and Chris, we're doing a episode covering a little bit of shop talk, where we talk about the things we're doing, plan to do, or don't care about doing, and answer your questions about us with Jane and Chris in the Paracast. In our previous segment, Chris was about to present a question from Fast Eddie, and I think of somebody in an old Corvette at a country highway racing at 130 miles an hour. Fast Eddie, is that what you do? What's the question?
Well, it could be Fast Eddie Felsen from that Paul Newman movie, the pool playing movie. And then he was in The Color of Money, I think. Remember that he was called Fast Eddie? Anyway, he would like to hear about the more compelling haunting cases that I've worked on. And I have been to some of the most haunted sites in America. The Sally House in Atchison, Kansas, hands down, was the spookiest place I have ever investigated. Especially the basement there. I have never felt the physical sensations that I felt in that basement with my back to whatever it was. It was apparently making all of us, the four of us down there, feel that way. I was filming them in their reaction to what was coming up behind me, and it was very difficult for me to hold the shot, but I did. The three of them were sick, got sick too. The couple was sick for 2 weeks. The psychic was sick for a week, almost 10 days. I fortunately, I guess, have a strong constitution. I could not move. Once I got out of that basement, I felt like a wash rag, and I couldn't move for 20 minutes. So that would have to be the most compelling case. I had my first actual sighting of a ghost this last March here in Jerome, Arizona, which is called by the locals the most haunted town in America. And we had a 3D camera going, filming me walking up an empty hallway late at night, and behind the camera was a big mirror that I could see myself walking up the hallway, and a ghost, a shadow person or a silhouette, leaned out from the wall like somebody opened a door and looked to see who had just walked by, and it was about 10 feet behind me. And we couldn't get the brand new $22,000 3D camera to initialize the footage for that 7-minute shot that had been running, and I was so excited. I ran into the director and one of the psychics that we had there. He had finished up an interview with her and had just put the camera pointed down the empty hallway where a lot of ghosts have been seen for countless times over the years. And I was convinced that we had gotten the first ghost footage on 3D. And boy, was I upset when we couldn't initialize and save into memory the footage onto the card. And to this day, he's still trying to pull that out. And hopefully at some point he can find somebody that's going to be able to. That footage is in there. We just can't get it to initialize. So,
yeah. Did you think of going to a computer recovery shop?
I think, yeah, he's planning on doing that. He's actually working on a series of vignettes, I think 15-minute pieces for Nintendo, and that would have been the crowning shot of the project, and he's just finished up the second part, and this would have been in the third part. So he's still going to attempt to pull that data out. So all hope is not yet lost. But good question. I've been to the Manteno State Asylum in Manteno, Illinois. That is a really spooky place. It's condensed ghost soup in there. There used to be hundreds of buildings. Now there's only a dozen or so. And they all seem to have moved into the last remaining buildings. And, boy, I tell you, there's a roar of anguished spirits in that place or whatever. I'm still a little bit my jury is still out when it comes to what actually haunted sites are, what these energies and entities, potential spirits or potential energies are. I do think there's something to it, but I don't think it's as simplistic and knee-jerk as the ghost hunting shows would have you believe. I think it's a lot more complex. Moving right along, this comes from Polterwurst, who's one of our most active posters, and he has a number of questions here. he lives in Germany, and he wants to know if anyone has of us have heard of a UFO paranormal hotspot or window area here in my home country of Germany, because I can't seem to find anything around here. It's all quite boring and normal. Or do you think I should be happy about that and not ask any questions? Well, Polterwurst, there are a couple of spots in the Black Forest. If you do your research, you'll find back in the 30s, there was an alleged UFO crash there. And I have heard stories of sightings of what appear to be hotspot zones in the Black Forest. So you might want to check that out. Gene, have you heard of any particular location-specific spots in Germany or Austria or Bavaria?
Black Forest is what I hear about most.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Okay, here's a couple of questions for you, Gene, from Polterwurst. You say you've never seen anything UFO-wise, so, like, really? I mean, not even the tiniest nocturnal light maneuvering in a way that made you go, what the? Or do you dismiss these kinds of sightings categorically as probably nothing unusual? Good question.
I've seen a few lights in the sky that turned out to be conventional. I've been around people who had sightings, like, for example, at the UFO convention I sponsored back in 1975 at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Well, some people there said they saw a UFO. I was inside doing the business of helping to run the convention. I saw nothing. So I've been around events like Wanakee Reservoir in New Jersey. We went out there within days of a UFO sighting, saw nothing. Went to the Brown Mountain Lights, you know, where they report these lights over in North Carolina,
right,
on this hilly road over on this mountain over there. And I wrote an article about it for a magazine with kind of a personal interest thing of the fact that I don't like driving in hilly roads. And I had to go up a hill with my little tiny Toyota. And I didn't like it at all. At first, we thought that we were seeing something that was strange. Turned out to be a helicopter or an airplane or something. Nothing unusual. When I was a kid, however, I've mentioned this before, I used to have recurring nightmares where I'd see this large black thing racing at me in the distance. And I'd wake up in a cold sweat. And it happened for, I don't know, a few years and stopped. That's it in terms of UFO-related experiences. I don't think I've had any unless that was some kind of paranormal thing.
Hold on one second. Well, Gene, you know, you're like some people that I've met over the years of my life that appear to scare the phenomena away. So
that's the reason, then.
You scare them away?
I'm finding the UFOs. The UFOs see me and they start screaming.
Well, they scream in the other direction.
The UFOs don't like me. That's it, right there. The UFOs do not like me, and therefore they stay away from me. They say, oh, him, we are going in the other direction. We'll go after Chris.
Well, how about this? He has kind of a follow-up question. Maybe you've had some other hard-to-explain experiences, strange dreams that come true, kids talking about something they shouldn't know anything about, like former lives or that sort of thing. Anything like that?
All right, I'm going to start this segment and continue through the next segment. I'll tell you something here. The Whitley Strieber experience. Okay, so we know that Whitley Strieber does not remember knowing me in the early 90s. He doesn't want to come in the PowerCast. And here's what happened. He said during the course of one of his lectures that he faced a very serious, intense tax audit by the IRS. Not more than a few weeks later, I had my own tax audit encounter. I survived, more or less, but, you know, that happens at random. So why, after Whitley Strieber mentions this at a UFO meeting in New York, why did I have the same experience or a similar experience a few weeks later? That's number one. I don't call it paranormal, just one of them things. Then we go back to the 1970s. My first wife, Geneva, and I are asleep. In the living room, rather than our normal bedroom, I don't know why. And she wakes me up at that magical 2-3 o'clock hour and says, I just saw a water elemental. And I'll answer the question as to what might have happened next or not with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Paracast. hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Was it or wasn't it a water elemental? So, the picture again, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Geneva awakens me early in the morning, seeing this thing. I looked up. I didn't have my eyeglasses on. I'm very myopic. I saw some kind of blur in the distance, maybe, or maybe it was just our dog walking around. That's it, folks. No more paranormal experiences.
Okay, well, Poulterworth wants to know from you, Gene, that you've said on a number of occasions you've been on and off the UFO field quite a bit because it's quite easy to get disenchanted with. So what makes you come back every time?
I don't know, insanity maybe? It was funny with the PowerCast, talking with our former co-host who used to be a regular guest on my technology show, The Tech Night Owl Live. And somehow I learned he was interested in UFOs. And we said, well, we do well with this show when you come on. Maybe we should do a paranormal radio show. And that's how we got here.
Well.
But in each particular case, a lot of it was sometimes getting into a financial bind when we had that tax audit in the early 90s. You know, it took a lot of money to pay an accountant. I was publishing a UFO magazine, didn't have enough money to continue. So sometimes it was financial. Hate to get back to the money thing. And sometimes it was I had to do other things. So when I first got into radio, I dropped out of UFO research for a while because I was busy establishing a new career. But here I am. It ran full circle. I'm back in radio, back in the field.
Well, speaking of money, here's a question from Toxic Surf, who's been a forum.theparacast.com poster for about a year and a half now. And he said, if you were to be a conservator of a large amount of money, say $5 to $10 million U.S., that had to be funneled into UFO research, where would you put it? Or how would you spread it around? And yes, Chris, you get some for your research. I'll answer that after you do.
Well, okay, so I would definitely have people like Chris O'Brien, especially Chris O'Brien, perform the investigation. That would be one thing. It wouldn't just be for paying the bills. I would look to people who have the dedication and the knowledge and maybe talk to a few scientists to get them involved in the field and go on targeted investigations. You think about a few million dollars. It sounds like a lot of money. And I agree. If you want to get state-of-the-art scientific equipment, you want to pay skilled investigators to ply their trade and do it, I think still you'd want to be able to carefully allocate the money. And I probably wouldn't want to be just the sole arbiter of this. I want Chris involved. I want the people that we both trust involved to decide, okay, we have this money. We don't want to waste it. It's a finite resource. It's a tremendous resource. Where do we go to get the most bang for the buck?
Yeah, I agree. And what I would do, first of all, is set up a 501c3, a nonprofit organization,
right,
and somehow allow that person to get a tax break for the money that they're allocating to us. And what I would do is that 501c3 would be a private but transparent research organization that would, first of all, create a state-of-the-art monitoring facility that would be mobile. And since, you know, we're parked here in a very active area of North America, here in the Southwest, near the Four Corners, this would be a perfect spot to be able to dispatch that vehicle at a moment's notice.
We're talking about a recreational vehicle maybe that could be used as a home for people on the road.
Correct.
To go spend money with hotels.
Correct. But it would
also think, Chris,
$1 million worth of gear on it.
$1 million worth of gear, yeah. I would also think here that leverage a small amount of that money to encourage other investors to get involved.
Well, that's,
because
that's,
I think if you could raise $5 or $10 million, why can't you raise $100 million?
Exactly. And but I think it's important too also to set up an educational and an instructional division that would take promising young up-and-coming talent who are interested in learning how to properly investigate paranormal subject or cases, events, etc., and have the most thorough training possible and hire the top people to actually conduct the training or create training materials that could be used by even more people. So that would be something I'd be very interested in doing, and also identifying the three top hotspot window portal areas in North America and put in a double triangulated optical monitoring system with ELF, you know, EM detection, magnetometers, gravitometers, forward-looking infrared, and actively monitor 24/7 three of the hottest spot areas in North America, and as we're attempting to do in the San Luis Valley right now. So that would be my my suggestion. Some sort of educational grants for, trainees or young and up and coming talent that could also help with field investigations, for instance, and have a program, a scholarship program for these, dedicated people. So in answer to your question, I don't want to just save it all for UFO research. I think we need to be a little bit more broad spectrum and also be open to attendant phenomenon in areas where UFOs are seen as well.
I think the one thing here is that we become what all these UFO organizations couldn't become. You know, they're just keeper of the ETH flame like MUFON. I can tell you, there are a lot of dedicated people in MUFON, and they did get a crack at some money from Robert Bigelow with lots of strings attached. But I would like to see the proper UFO organization that these organizations or APRO or NICAP never were, a place where serious scientific research is being done and proper educational programs so we can send people out on the talk show circuit.
Yeah.
Get the word out there.
Yeah. Yeah, an outreach program like that with the media. Set up a consulting arm that would consult to Hollywood and also propose potential programming ideas that are the real thing and not this, approximation of reality as some of the shows tend to be. I think that's a good question, and I hope you're serious about that. If anyone out there has an extra $5 or $10 million that you would like to give to a good cause, we're willing to talk to you. And
it's funny. I thought of somebody. I'll tell you about it off the air, Chris. But I know of somebody who recently came into a huge sum of money, young man looking for a future, and maybe I can get him involved because I know he has somewhat of an interest in UFOs. Okay? Just thought of somebody. Don't want to promise anybody anything that I'm actually going to get this to work. But it is a very intriguing idea, and it's something Chris and I do want to seriously discuss because I think it's high time something like this is being done. There's so many millions of dollars out there spent on useless political causes, thrown away for no reason, tossed into unusual enterprises like building second-floor elevators for your cars. There's got to be a positive way to realize this goal.
Yeah.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
So far, that's the most interesting idea, Chris. On the Paracast, we're talking shop, answering your questions. And this one, if we can get a big sum of money, like $5 or $10 million, what would we do with it? And I can think of a lot of things. Chris, any more questions?
We've got a ton of them, Gene.
I don't think we'll get to all of them, will we?
I'm making some headway here. This comes from Ufology, who's a Canadian poster up in Calgary, Alberta, one of my favorite parts of the world here, especially in North America. And he asks, as a veteran in Ufology, Gene, what advice or encouragement would you give to young people who are just getting interested in UFOs? That's part one. And what advice can you give to parents of young people who have become interested in UFOs? For example, are there any kid-safe books a parent could get for their 12 to 15-year-old? What pitfalls should parents try to help their kids avoid? Very good question.
I have to think of my own experiences and also my experiences as a parent.
Read books.
Right. I read just regular books about UFOs. The first book I read at 11 years old was one by Major Donald Kehoe. So I didn't see something made kid-friendly. I think most UFO books, although some of the events may be frightening, in terms of the language, they tend to be PG-friendly.
Unless you're a jazz singer being raped by reptilians.
There is that. I can see the exception, but I think most of the UFO books. Now, in terms of getting started, I think let your curiosity be the guide. You know, go online, look at the things that are being written about UFO research, listen to the Paracast, okay? You know, don't pay attention to those wacky shows that are reality shows that kind of imitate things like Paranormal Reality or something like that. Don't look at shows that just cater to the wacky side of the UFO mystery. And that's something, you know, you can't really tell somebody to do that. You have to follow your own gut. As far as parents are concerned, you know, my parents did nothing about the fact that I was interested in UFOs, except saying, I guess he's going to find something to do in his life. I didn't get any encouragement or discouragement from it. In terms of my son, he has read a small number of UFO books, a lot of science fiction, and, you know, I occasionally drop the book in his way to see if he'd react to it. He read a book by Kurt Southerly on UFOs that he liked, but he never really pursued the subject and has no real interest now. He's still interested in science fiction. He's interested in acting, music. He's a teacher in Madrid, Spain. No interest in UFOs. As a parent, though, I think the guidance is like anything else, is you want to make sure your children are safe. You want to allow them to express themselves and also to learn about the world. And if their interest navigates to UFOs, again, what you want to do is to allow them the freedom. You want to keep them out of trouble, of course, but allow them the freedom to discover the world and things beyond the world.
Good answer. I agree. I think the parents should be up to speed as well. So when they're asked questions, Mommy, Daddy, what do you think about this, that they're able to discuss it intelligently with their child.
In that case, my son Grayson had a pretty wacky father, so...
Yeah, well, he was lucky. He was lucky.
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you,
punk? Here's another one from ufology, and we did address this a couple of shows ago. We had a brief mention, but what is the state of the UFO Hall of Shame right now, Gene?
Okay, there was and is a site called UFOWatchdog.com, run by Royce Myers. We had control of that site for about a year, and the features of that site is a UFO Hall of Fame for people who do good work, a UFO Hall of Shame for people who do bad work. Simple as that. Obviously, it's arbitrary. Now, Royce asked to have the site reverted to him. That was his privilege. That was the agreement we made that if he ever wanted it back, he'd have it. He concentrates mostly on Sean David Morton, who's kind of one of these shyster medium types. And I'll leave it at that. He had some kind of run-in with the government over fake investments. So that's his interest. I have asked him whether we could repurpose that material for a new site I'm working on with one of our forum members, but he hasn't responded. So let's just say this. There is something under construction that may be a successor to UFO Watchdog, but it's still under construction. I don't know where it's going to be taken. I'll have to leave it at that.
Okay. I do want to point out that the Hall of Shame is considerably larger than the Hall of Fame.
Isn't that strange? And what's unfortunate, too, is that we developed a lot of new material for that site, but when Royce Myers took it back, he didn't include the database with all that stuff. So we have like a dozen articles, Hall of Shame, Hall of Fame, updates. And the one person who did a lot of the work on this is one of our forum members. He's not as active as he used to be. But he put in months and months of work into this thing, Michael Schuyler. So hats off to him. He did great work.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry it's not really being allowed to go online.
Okay. I'm trying to cover all the questions here. Here's another one from Polterwurst. Polterwurst had actually 9 questions, and I've only asked, I think, 3 of them. We'll ask another couple here. They're very good. And this one actually is pretty timely and appropriate based on a show we have coming up. What do you all think about things like consciousness, near-death experiences, and reincarnation research, and people like the lady in Stevenson? Is there a chance you might get someone like Jim Tucker, Bruce Grayson, Gary Schwartz, Jeffrey Long, Melvin Morris, etc., for an interview? And funny you should ask that. We're going to have PHS Atwater on, who's a longtime pioneering NDE, near-death experience investigator and researcher. She's written a number of books, very well received. And we're fortunate to have her on the show coming up here later in November. So be sure to tune in for that one, Polterwurst. And again, as I said at the top of the show, Gene, I think it would really be good to open the show up a little bit, kind of, maybe pull out the odd UFO show or two, but start concentrating on other aspects of the paranormal, consciousness studies, cutting-edge man-made UFO, advanced exotic technology. I mean, there's a number of subjects that we could get into that aren't necessarily directly UFO-related. So This is an interesting one, again from Poltergeist. Has there ever been a UFO-related or paranormal claim that you dismissed right away without even looking at the alleged witness's evidence? If so, did any of the before-mentioned later turn out to be more interesting or valid than you had thought? I'll take that one, Gene, because I probably have been in a position to have to deal with that. I have, at some point, I think in the fall of 96, I set my record for the number of reports that I had in a day. It was 17. For about a 4.5-5 year period, I mean, the spring and falls around my neck of the woods were just off the charts in terms of activity. So, I mean, there were only so many cases that I could actually physically go out and cover. So there were some cases that I logged the information, I interviewed them, but, you know, I didn't feel compelled enough to go all the way out there and make the, you know, 45-minute to 2-hour drive to a site. And there were a number of them. In terms of some that I actually did investigate a little bit and then determined right away that it was a waste of time, it was one woman who I felt was delusional and had some psychological issues. She had an abduction claim that just didn't make any sense to me. So I did end up not pursuing that particular case. There are a lot of people out there that are in desperate need of having a special event or being special in their lives. And occasionally, I think, as time progresses, I think we're going to see more and more of this because of the media fascination with the subject. We're going to have more and more people, I think, that misconstrue maybe experiences and can confabulate them into something high strange or actually outright are delusional and for whatever reason may come out with some story that just is total bunk.
Total so, hogwash. But there's no more hogwash coming here because you're listening to Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we're doing our Shop Talk 2012 show, and Chris was answering a question about cases he might have summarily dismissed from the get-go. And I think we really need to move it up here because we are in the final segment.
Oh.
We need to answer some more questions.
Yes, we do. One that several people have asked is what's going on in the San Luis Valley? We have had a camera up now for about 9 months at last count. We have collected 700 terabytes of data, about 200 of which have been reviewed. We finally have the first camera has motion tracking and record on motion. There has been some activity burbling around. I expected a much more active fall in late summer period. We're right now going into the time period when things are most active in the valley, if there's going to be any activity in that year. The fall and spring tend to be the most active times. There have been, as I mentioned on the show, there's an ongoing investigation concerning flying humanoids, which is very unusual. And very compelling. There's quite a number of, you know, alleged sightings of this, including two by law enforcement officials separately, one by a postal carrier, another by the local garbage man in this town. Some people that have, you know, nothing to gain by coming out and fessing up to these sightings of what appears to be a cross between Dracula flying around in a cape, little Mothman thrown in there. The very first minute that the San Luis Valley camera was online and able to be viewed over the internet, our chief engineer, Andrew Palfreyman, was the first thing he did was want to try to get oriented when he was looking at this image for the first time. And so he found the great sand dunes and zoomed in on them. And much to his surprise, he saw two what appeared to be flying humanoids kind of partially seated almost, like they were in a sitting position with their legs dangling with some sort of apparatus on their back. One after another, I think they were about 100 yards apart, flew across his field of view. He was so startled and amazed, he hadn't yet located the actual button on the administrative control where you can actually take a still JPEG. He hadn't set up recording video yet, because he literally just turned it on for the first time. But this was about 2.5 years ago, right when the beginning of a wave of these strange flying humanoid reports started to surface. Thomas Pay is looking into this. I have Michael Childs is another investigator who's our base station operator in the Valley is also looking into these cases. A number of groups have tried to investigate from, I think two groups from Colorado Springs have been doing some work. This is an ongoing thing. As soon as we have something that we feel is worthy of presenting publicly, I'm sure it's going to happen. This is just too kind of strange and bizarre for us not to jump all over and try to get to the bottom of. So Thomas has done quite a bit of work interviewing people. There is allegedly a cell phone video that the police officer actually was so freaked out by his experience, he erased the cell phone footage. But his neighbor happened to have a video camera, and when he was showing her the footage, she zoomed in on the cell phone, and allegedly you can see the event. Now, I have
a picture of a picture then.
So it's a filming of a cell phone video clip, basically. So there's too many reports that are coming out of the woodwork for this to be just a wave of delusional people.
Now it's not a big guy flying in a red cape.
Yeah. So we have a lot going on in the Valley. We're trying to get our sky cam up in our second camera location. We're negotiating now with a woman that's 1,000 feet above the valley floor for one of the inner legs of our inner triangle and near the sand dunes. And so we're gearing up for a second and main sky cam at the base station to be put in this fall. So hang in there with us. Boy, that $5 or $10 million we were talking about before, Gene, sure could come in handy, I'll tell you.
Right. Right now, of course, it's a problem of being able to generate a video stream online that most people can see. We're working out different ways of doing that, and we have a couple of web developers working. But if anybody has experience in generating video streams online, you've worked with Apple QuickTime, you've worked with any of these things, we need to make it something that people could see on a Mac, a PC, a Linux computer, and maybe even an Android phone or an iPhone or an iPad. It's going to be difficult. We have about 4.5 minutes left of the show. Any more questions?
Yeah, and this is something I was actually talking with somebody earlier this morning about this particular person, Teresa Caputo. And Rob Dell, who is not a very often poster at the forum.theparacast.com, but he asked, do you guys have an opinion of Teresa Caputo, the Long Island psychic on the Learning Channel? Have you seen the show? I think she would be a great guest. She seems legit to me, and I confess she has changed my views on the afterlife. I should say I'm from Long Island. I'm Italian, so I may be partial, but nothing about her and her family seems hoaxed or faked. And he does have a link here to go see some of her, I assume, YouTube videos. As I mentioned, I was just speaking with somebody today who was very impressed with her. She's very entertaining. She's very New York, Long Island, the poofed out hair and the outrageous kind of nerve to walk up to people and say, I'm picking this up about somebody in your life. I've heard some descriptions of some of the little vignettes that it's reality television. I assumed everybody got that. But my friend was quite impressed with her and thinks that she does have true abilities. So this is something I want to do a little research on. I'm not the biggest fan of reality TV, but she sounds like a real character, and her family does too. So I haven't personally seen. How about you, Gene? Have you seen this show?
No, I haven't. We have been offered access to different kinds of psychics on the Paracast in recent weeks, and we're going to look at some of these people and see if there's somebody who at least has a fascinating tale to tell. And
well, how about
credible.
This, Gene? Here's a scoop for you that I haven't even talked to you about. I do have a psychic that would like to come on. I have worked with her. I actually did a training video with her. She has real ability in my estimation. And what I'd like to do is set up a taping where we can have some of our forum posters call in and have her do a reading live during the taping that we can then broadcast at our Sunday night slot. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's an excellent idea, and let's hope we can make it happen maybe in November.
Yes.
Let's work this out. With the understanding from your friend, the psychic, that there will be no advance disclosure who's calling in. We'll have no control of that.
Yeah, and I told her, hey, we'll ask
several people call in strategically or call them, which might be easier. We will call them at the appointed time and have them interact, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. It's her idea to do this. I did mention when I was doing the training film, of course, I did mention the Paracast. And she said, well, man, it'd be a, do you have psychics on? I said, well, no, we should. And she said, I'd love to do it. Okay. So I think this is a great idea. She's really amazing. I feel she has a true gift. And this would be great to do. And it would be a chance for our forum posters and our show listeners to get directly involved and interact with us and our guest.
And maybe the following week bring on those people who had readings and get their assessment of it. To think, you know, did this
great
person
idea.
Demonstrate true psychic abilities? Is it a cold reading where they use their intuition and a few psychological tricks to get the information? What could have happened? We'll have to find out. As you see with this kind of episode, we have so many questions in the hopper. We have a few questions that we're not going to be able to answer. I'm sorry about that. Maybe during the introduction of future shows, we'll go through a few of the questions that weren't asked, and we'll go through them and see if we can come up with answers. We'll make up something on the spot. We always do. Okay? Now, you can find all the things we do over at theparacast.com. We have the forums where you ask your questions or interact with other members at forum.theparacast.com. On Twitter, we are The Paracast. If you want to send us a tweet or follow us, we're also on Facebook. There's a Paracast fan club, actually two of them, and I still hope that we'll have some advice from our members how to combine two fan clubs into one. It'll be more fun. Chris, where do we find you?
Well, Our Strange Planet is still under development. As Gene mentioned, we're going to really make an effort to get the live camera feed up. Again, it's OurStrangePlanet.com.
And as always, with Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien, you, ladies and gentlemen, are in
The Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.